Curvy Girls Rock is a scripted series that follows plus-size women from different walks of life through their careers, love lives, and sex lives. The series was created, produced, and written by Shakisha Williams. Shakisha Williams created Curvy Girls Rock with the intention of giving women authentic representations in television, in contrast to the common narrative of women in film and television, which paints them to be passive, weak, and lack in agency. The female leads of Curvy Girls Rock are strong, independent, funny, and ambitious. Shakisha believes that the characters of Curvy Girls Rock are true reflections of the majority of women around the world in both body image and individuality. The goal of the series is to reinvent the narrative of women, forcing society to view them respectively, as well as allow plus-size women to see themselves depicted in ways that make them strong and proud of their being. Meet Shakisha Williams and some of the cast of the Curvy Girl Rock series.
Sounds excellent.
Yes. Okay. Hey, this is Gigi with Plus Size Virtual Summit. Thank you for joining us today. And we will be talking. I'm excited about this interview because we will be talking to some of the cast members of the Curvy Girls Rock series. Now, for those that don't know, this is an amazing series that's coming out soon. It's a scripted series created with the intention of giving plus-size women authentic representation in television, other than the funny girlfriend or the maid or the nanny or, you know, all those things. They're showing us that we're in loving relationships, which we are, and that also men love us. So without further ado, I want to first have the cast, some of the cast introduce themselves. Shakisha, would you like to start and then we'll go around?
Sure. Hi, everybody. I'm Shakisha Williams. I'm the creator, writer, and director of Curvy Girls Rock series.
Okay.
Hi, guys. I'm Naima Terry. I am Jazzy in Curvy Girls Rock. One of the lead characters and actresses, and I'm also a plus-size model, and happy to be here today.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm Courtney Saison, and I'm one of the producers with Curvy Girls Rocks, and I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be on the project, and I love the fact that it gives representation to curvy women and to women that are not size 0 or 1 or 2, and especially with what's going on with Hollywood, I just think it was really important to have this representation. Hopefully it will get to the masses. It will get to the masses. When it does get to the masses, it will matriculate, set off a domino effect, like I feel Black Panther's going to do. And we'll just be able to cast women just because they're talented, not because of their size, et cetera. Or if we do cast them because of their size, we don't have to mention it like it's a negative thing.
Right.
If that makes sense. For skinny women, for curvy women, for, you know, they can just act.
Women in general.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Awesome. So let me ask you, Shakisha, first. How did this come about? How long have you been working on it? To give us a little background, because I've been following you on Instagram, and when I saw it, I was excited. Because I think I mentioned to you in a previous conversation, I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, and there's a scripted series here called Anacostia, which has been doing very well. I think it's like in season 8 or 9. They've even gone out to, I think, L.A. and got some Indie Awards. So tell me, how did you start to come up with the idea? How long have you been working on it?
So this has kind of been in the making for a while. I love sitcoms. I love ensemble comedies and dramedies. And I'm a big fan of like Girlfriends and Sex and the City, stuff where women are kind of living their lives and doing their thing. The one thing I thought was missing from the narrative was somebody who looked like me. Every time I saw women who were plus size, on TV, it was always this negative, sad narrative, like, oh my God, I'm so big, and oh my God, I can't find a boyfriend, and oh my God. And I didn't live like that. I guess I didn't know any better. I was supposed to be sad in my skin and not fly. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't get the memo. So I thought, what better way to tell a story to just write a story about women who were, you know, going after their careers, going after the, you know, dating and their love lives and getting stuff together. What better way to show that is just write a story about women, but cast plus size women. How about that? Like, let's not even make it about size. Let's just make it about women doing their thing. There are two love triangles. Well, actually, Naima's in a love triangle too. So there are a few love triangles. Candace, who just popped in, is in one of the love triangles. She'll talk more about it. But even in her love triangle, there's no that fat girl or that skinny girl. It's just two women looking each other in the eye like, I'm coming for him. Right. So that's what I wanted. I just wanted women doing their thing, and I wanted the statement to be in their bodies and in their fabulousness. That's what I wanted. So that's where Curvy Girls came from.
Okay. Yeah. And how long ago did you start working on this?
Like
you guys started, you know, actually doing the table reads and like actually working and filming, et cetera.
2016, we started casting. We actually cast our main cast members back in 2016. We did our photo shoot then and started filming in, Naima, April of last year. Naima was the first day on set. Wow. So Naima was the first one to film and might have been, no, she wasn't the last one to film. So yeah, we've been working on this for like a hard year, trying to get this thing out to the ether.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing. And this is Candace that just joined us, right?
Yay, yes.
Can you hear me okay, Candace? So Candace, talk a little bit about your character, Lexi.
So I'm in a love triangle with Conroy and Zuri. My character, Lexi, and Conroy used to date. I kind of feel like we still have our little sideline kind of thing going on when he in Zuri. So basically my character is more of a person who's like in her own development and doing her own thing and doesn't necessarily respect relationships as she should, which is why she lost Conroy in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And now that she sees that, you know, her trophy is now gone and he's kind of like getting into someone else's hands, she's like, wait a minute, this isn't, I can't let this happen. So I'm a little bit of a...
Interesting. Like several triangles.
Yes.
Lexi brings the heat. Trust and believe that.
So what goes into, because I've never done filming. One of my clients actually is Greg Allen Williams from, he was the bad Uncle Mac on Greenleaf, and he's been in the industry for like 20-something years. So that's how I knew what a table read was. What goes into, you have the casting, and like filming, like how does that all come together?
Piece by piece, like you bring someone in like Courtney, who works with the crew and kind of works with us to manage the day-to-day. I have a very unique role in that I'm a producer, but my major role is directing. So it's really collaborative. It's really about getting a good team together. That's people good. Who believe in the vision, people who believe, I mean, from the actors to the crew. And of course, you know, like Courtney, myself, and Randall Holloway have been at the helm of this thing. And doing that means, you know, since it's been a year, being kind of cheerleaders and staying on top of the social media and, you know, staying in contact with the actors. So the reason why it's like this and how we're able to do this is because of the collaboration. Without that, it would have broke. It doesn't work. It does not work.
And it's a big financial as well commitment. Girl. And I know we're reading with the help of family and friends, but let's just be realistic. It's not cheap, you know. Camera, editing, all that is not cheap. And you want to also pay your actors and actresses. So I know that's a challenge for you. What are some things that you have maybe coming up that, because I feel we're a millions strong industry. I think the last number I checked, 110 million. And we're always complaining about there's nothing for us. But the depth that I have, I've been in the industry 20 years. Ooh, I'm dating myself. I dyed my hair for the grays in my hair. And we need to get together and support this effort, because no one else is giving, none of us is doing this for us. No one else is saying, hey, this is for you, this is something for you. So what I want to know from you is, how can the curvy industry, plus size, whatever you call them this week, how can we help really get this going off the ground? And I think I talked to Keith. I'm like, come on, people, if you get $5, you have 5,000 people get $5. I mean, that's just nothing. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, if there are people out here watching this and they're like, oh, this is a great opportunity, how can they help, you know, help get this off the ground and kind of move it to the next level so we can get this going?
So,
yeah, we can see it, because I want to see it.
Girl, me too.
yes.
I think mostly, so financially, we would love financial support on the www.cgrseries.com. Again, that's cgrseries.com. On the top of the header, I'm sorry, the top of the homepage, click donate. There's a donate button right there for you to give support. $5, $10, $20, $2,500, whatever you can afford. In lieu of that, showing support by sharing, you know, talking about this series, sharing it on your social media pages, telling people about it, because the more people know about it, the more we can get, you know, the bigger buyers, the bigger brands involved, and that's what we would like as well. But just on a grassroots level, just $5, go to that donation page. Just show some love. Let's get this thing going. We are planning for a 2018 release, and that's okay. It. 2018, we're showing up, we're showing out. Big girls everywhere.
Yes. I'm glad you made that. So, okay. So, once we get all this money for you, and you're ready to go, you finish filming, where will it air? How will it be able to be seen? Are you going to be going to any of the different the movie festivals? How, you know, where can it be seen once everything is done?
So the plan is for distribution on online, of course, since it's a digital series. The plan is also to release it on like an Amazon, but that. We'll talk about those things as we get closer, because I don't want to close any doors. We're still talking to folks. So we'll let you know, but it'll definitely be available to everyone everywhere online. You'll be able to see it in the UK. You'll be able to see it in Australia. You'll be able to see it in Dubai. You'll be able to see it in Africa, South Africa, Northern Africa. We're coming for all the girls everywhere. We're sharing this love with and light with everyone. So... yeah, you'll be able to see it everywhere. We'll be everywhere.
Awesome. Awesome. Great. So tell me a little bit about, since we don't have any of the male cast here, how have they been, how has the experience been to work with the males that are involved in this project?
They are fine. Let's start with that. They are fine. Every last one of them, they are fine. That's number one. Also, they are really talented actors. Yes. And they're passionate. They're involved. They make us feel comfortable. Not once have I ever, me personally, being on set and then watching the little clips that I've seen that they've taped so far from other scenes. Everyone just looks comfortable, and these men are really like digging us. It doesn't even look like acting. They are like genuinely into, like, it's no thoughts about, oh, she's a bigger girl. It's like, I think they really like bigger girls. I really do. But yeah, they're fine. They're talented. And they're passionate. They're just as passionate about the show as the female cast.
And I love that you said that, not to interrupt, but I love that you said that, because it's like, a beautiful woman is a beautiful woman.
Talk about
it. It doesn't matter the size. Yeah. You know. And if you're attracted to someone, yes, it's more than, right.
You know, half society tell us, you know, they think that we sit home eating bonbons.
Exactly. We don't. Women don't. And women of all sizes are beautiful, especially curvy girls also. And it just shouldn't be regulated to one type of look. And I think that's because what we're seeing in Hollywood right now, time's up. It's the people who are in the positions of power who tell you what they want to see, or who bring on people who look like them. That's why earlier when we were talking about how do we make more shows like this, it's important for Black women, all women, minorities, also women of all sizes, to also get in positions of power. Wherever you can get in, if you start out as an actor and get some success, you need to leverage that. And that's why I used to act a long time ago, but I'm moving behind the scenes. And this year I'm going to move into productions on like some legit shows for HBO, for Amazon. I'm working on that right now because I want to get to where I can be an exec, where I can green light, where I can produce and bring in my people. Not only my people, people who look different from me, but who need the opportunities. Because once we get in as Black people or as minorities, we need, I feel we have the responsibility to let other minorities and Black people in also to make those decisions. Then you'll start seeing more people of color. You'll start seeing more women in positions of power. You'll start seeing more women writers, women crew. You'll start seeing people of all sizes, because women understand that our weight goes up and down and that we change all the time. And I think it's, I don't want to say men are closed-minded, but I don't think they necessarily get it or have to get it or deal with it. And then especially when you're white male, nothing against a white male, but they've never been had prejudice right. towards them due to their gender or due to their ethnicity. How empowering is that to be able to wake up and know you're not being judged on your color of your skin or because of your genitalia or whatever, or lack thereof? You know what I'm saying? That already puts you 10 steps ahead. And of course, people are going to be drawn and give chances to people like them, because that's mostly people you're around. So of course you're going to give that other white man a job. Even if it's not outright racism, it's a comfort. It's maybe a bias that you're not aware of, because that's who you're around. So the way we make things happen is to, sorry to talk so long. The way we make things happen is to get in these positions of power, to sometimes work for free to help people. Sometimes you work for free to help further a cause, a bigger cause. And then just support other people. Hit the like button, hit the share button. I think a lot of times we suffer from crabs in a bucket syndrome. But when one person gets in, other people can come in. I don't think Ava hates on Issa, or they hate on Oprah, or they hate on the next person. When those people get in, then thank you. When Black Panther wins, we all win. You know what I'm trying to say? So
I can't wait.
Exactly. I mean, people do, but you shouldn't. You shouldn't. And when you support, they're going to remember you support it. Like, it's a win-win position. It's a win-win situation. Whenever I'm going through social media, even if I can't have time to read or see what this series is about, I see someone who looks like me, or that it's representing something different, and I just hit the like button. I hit the share button. I just do it off of GP, because I just feel like, hello.
Right.
What is it going to, it's not going to take away from me to see other people more prosper. Of that.
Right. And I think we need more of that in our industry. Like I said, I've been in since 1997. And when I started, there wasn't any social media. but you know what? I started, you know, came with this idea. I started contacting the women that I knew of in the industry. And one thing about them, they were so open and shared information so quickly. They were like, oh, what you doing? It wasn't like, you know, how many likes I had or who I knew, because there wasn't any likes at the time. It was good old fashioned, you know. Yes, we had the internet, but it's nowhere where we are today. And they were just open. They said, well, you know, call so-and-so, you know, or so-and-so has this book, she would be able to help you. And at the time I had no product, no service, but they were just so open. And I think as a community, that's kind of, we have to get back together, because until we say, as plus size women and men, curvy, whatever we're calling them this week, we want to see us represented, nothing's going to happen. And we have to put the dollars behind it. That's why I urge anyone that's watching this. $5 costs you nothing. That's a cheap coffee at Starbucks, because you will reap the benefits. This is not just for Shakisha to get rich or Ken to get rich tonight. We're trying to make a difference. And that's, I mean, I heard the other day, the Me Too movement, I think, has raised $20 million to help women who cannot don't have the legal fees to fight these perpetrators in their offices or whatever. 20 million. Now, it's only been out a minute, but that's because we can. And women, we know we come together and we get on it. Look at the women who, you know, voted, where is that, in Arkansas. So I urge anyone that's watching this, and I'm passionate about it, give that $5. Go to that CGRtheoriesRight.com website. Because these young ladies are taking their time. They're doing this out of passion. Chiquisha brought all these men and women together. And let's, you know, once it's a series, I want to see it go to those different film festivals and be featured. That would be amazing. But we as a community, we have to get together and get behind this, because I'm tired of just the likes. Likes don't pay bills. Likes don't do anything. Yeah. We need money. They need money. Film, you know, editors don't want likes. So, you know, it is what it is. Yes. You know, I work for myself. So I know we're kind of rounding it up. And does anyone else have any closing words to say about the process and anything that we may not know that you guys are doing, you know, trying to get to bring this to fruition, I guess.
So from my perspective, this family, I call us the CGR squad. The CGR squad has kind of come together. Whenever we get together, it's like a family reunion. Things like this brings us together. And even though what you say is absolutely true, I think we need to begin to blend more. My overall experience has been a very pleasant one. Getting with Courtney, who on her own has already developed three or four series.
Two series, like some short films. Yeah.
Working with Naima, who is relentless in her grind. And is like a cover model for Plus Model magazine, has ripped the runway for like major fashion houses. Working with Candace, who I know has some big stuff lined up. These are women and men who already have other things, but because they believe in the project and they believe in the vision, have stepped up. So I totally agree. We could talk offline about this all day. I'm totally, let's get it together, people. But in this CGR space, there has been so much love, abounding love and support amongst all of us that want to see this come to life. So that alone shows me, and the talent. They don't suck. Like these are actors. Like, it's not like, oh my God, Naima was so nice, and you get her on screen, you're like, oh Lord. Pray for the child, lay hands on her. No, like, Naima makes you believe that Jazzy is this living and breathing thing. I can't see Jazzy any other girl. You did it. You do that thing. And she do it with some fine men. She's never distracted by the fineness.
Don't let the finest distract you.
Working with Courtney has been amazing. Working with Randall has been amazing. Candace is such a trooper and such a cheerleader for the series. So I can't do no better. Like, God is good. I'm gonna put that out in the atmosphere, and I have been truly blessed in this process. Don't get me wrong, I cry some nights because giving birth is a process that sometimes causes pain and discomfort.
And you give a natural birth too, honey.
So no, you know, epidurals. I know. No, actually, no, I did the epidural thing. I'll play that. but honestly, yes. No, I appreciate Gigi, your, you know, putting us in the summit and allowing us to talk to the people. Naima, you got anything to say? Candace, you got anything to say?
I will say I truly believe in everything you just said, Shakisha. Like, my experience modeling and even getting me to this point to be in this show has been because people have genuinely been honest and open to share information with me. You got to be humble. You got to be humble. Nobody wants to help BITCH. You have to be humble. And if you have something, if people see it, they're going to in this industry, in the plus industry, I've been fortunate enough to have people, like I said, genuinely help. When I meet random people and they say, oh, you a model, like, you know, I hear it's kind of like, you know, snooty. And I'm like, that has not been my experience at all. I've just been very fortunate and blessed. And I want to thank Randall. Shout out to Randall, because being open, like, I had a very slow year for modeling, and I went and took some acting classes, and I ended up in an acting class with Randall. So once modeling picked back up, I totally forgot about acting. I hadn't been on an audition or anything. And Randall called me one day, and he was like, there's a casting for a web series called Curvy Girls Rock. And he was like, you have to go audition for this role of Jazzy. You're going to get it. And I was like, and Randall wasn't even on the production team at this point. And I was like, okay, Randall, I'm going to go, but just being prepared and don't say no. Whatever the opportunity is, just go for it. You don't know. Like you, like Candace said, somebody said, it might be free. It might be something that you're doing for free.
Yeah.
It might be something that you're doing for free, but you never know what's going to happen from that. Or it might cost you something to get there, whatever it is. Just go, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And that all depends on you and your attitude and your grind, you know what I mean? And your drive. So you just gotta show up and be prepared. And the positive people, the positive energy will stay with you, and it's going to guide you as long as you are exuding that, period. Mm-hmm. No matter what industry you're in.
Oh, I do want to say this. I know Candace, I wanted you to say something, but real quick, I always said that I would make any time I had an opportunity to speak to anyone, and this is for people who may be suffering from depression because they can't find their dream, they can't get their, it's hard because life sometimes gets in the way. I'm telling you, stick around, stay one more day. Don't give up. Push one day more, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know when it's going to happen. Stick around. We need you. We love you. I just wanted to do that. Shout out to my people who sometimes suffer with hard days, and it looks like it's going to be a long one. So just wanted to do that.
And
there's not really much for me to add. I feel like super, super, super grateful for being able to be a part of amazing like projects that have a really good message. I think that's like the most important thing, is when I get to get onto a project and there's something about it that's not only for entertainment but for educational purposes, or just like to shed light on something. And Shakisha, I just truly appreciate that ability to do that with you. I know Randall talk to me about the project as well. And I was like, if there's any way that I can be a part of this project, I am here for it, preferably playing a BITCH. But
I think it's how you feel. Asked and answered. Oh my gosh.
Well, awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can I say one more thing also? I just want to say how Randall, we keep mentioning Randall, he's great. He also brought me in on this. And Shakisha, I'm just so proud of you. I really am. I don't know if I've ever told you that. I think I told you that before, but I'm proud of you. And I really do feel like you're the next Shonda Rhimes, even though you are who you are. Because I don't like to tell somebody they're the next something, but I just think your writing is really solid. And what you've been able to master, I've actually taken something away from producing this that I'm gonna bring to my productions. Like, you pretty much have everything solid. Your cast looks great, they're talented, the writing's solid, we managed to get great crew, the storylines are superb, you're a fantastic director. I've learned from you on set. I don't know if I've told you that also, but I watch, and it's just amazing, and I'm really proud of you, and I know that this is gonna go far, because we're all working hard. It's gonna happen, but it is hard work, and you know that. We all realize that, but it's gonna happen. So do keep the faith, and just like you said, one day at a time. But it will come into fruition.
Yeah, it
will. And thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you, Gigi.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and we love you, Randall, wherever you are.
Like, just a picture.
Where's Randall? He should be going there. But, Randall Holloway.
Takesha, Candace, Courtney, and Naima for coming on this today. I think this will give our viewers a little bit of idea what is Curvy Girls Rock Series. And I think by doing that and sending it out there in that message that we have to band together and get this project off the ground, because yes. if this is successful, all the other ones after that, I'm sure there are yes. people out there who want to know how to produce or write or direct and act. That's not my area. I stay in the back of way back behind, don't even go near the camera, but I'll market it to death. It's going to be
coming
out.
Everyone has their purpose.
Yes, everybody has their purpose. Yes. I know mine. So Curvy Girls Rock Series, you can find them, all their information on the page below us, how you can get in touch, how you can get involved, how you can give. And please, 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 please share this with your community. There, you know, statistics state that we are, the curvy plus size women are 67% of the population, which is over 100 million. Hello. What is the problem? We need to get this off the ground and get this project finished. Takesha's put her blood, sweat, and tears and money into this, as well as her staff. So I know this is going to be wonderful. And I want to thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
Again, continue to watch the, you're welcome, the Plus Size Virtual Summit. Remember, we're here March 1st through 4th. And you guys have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love y'all. Support.
Bye.
Bye, guys.